guys seemingly built off the emotion throughout. It kind of built up and built up. There's a moment in the third quarter when Polk ran over that Bengals defender, and I saw you guys jump up off the sideline. It seemed like you guys fed off that even more in that third and fourth quarter.
That's what good teams do. You know, you have each other's back, and, you know, when a play like that happens in the game, you know, it just gets everybody's going because, you know, that's one of those plays that, you know, this is a tough team over here, and have a guy like Polk coming in and just continue running hard and pounding away and then go through three defenders and do something like that. It fires everybody up on the sideline.
You practicing juggling lately?
Nah.
I mean, you juggled it like three or four times in the air. Did you think at some point you're going to come down with it and do something?
I just kept saying to myself, I can't let this ball get away from me. And I just tried to concentrate as hard as I can. You know, it's a big play for our team, you know, getting them back out of territory and, you know, getting the ball to the offense and things like that.
It seemed like late in the first half there was a moment in which you decided you were going and finding A.J. Green. Was that your decision to make? Did you decide, hey, I'm just going to go find him? Or was it just that was the way the defense laid out?
That was the way the defense kind of laid out. Of course, you know, he's a great receiver and things like that. Had respect for those.